Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. People promise to do things all the time. Sometimes they keep those promises. At other times, they don't. When promises are not kept, several things can factor in. Some promises are empty right from the start. The promise makers had no intention of following through. The words were just a bunch of fluff. Other promises are sincere. The promise makers truly intend to do what they say, but something gets in the way. Maybe a schedule change or unexpected duty makes follow-through impossible. Maybe good intentions are not matched with the ability or means to fulfill what was promised. Perhaps commitment and resolve have faltered. When people make promises, any number of things can get in the way. Not so with God. For example, when God says He is coming again, and the world as we know it is coming to an end, and those who live apart from Him will be eternally condemned, we can be absolutely sure it will happen just as He said. When Peter wrote this letter, some were questioning, even scoffing at the Lord's promise to return. Where is this coming He promised? Such doubt and skepticism had the potential not only to undermine people's trust in this promise, but in all God's promises. Peter didn't want that to happen. He wanted his readers to understand that God's word can be trusted, always, from creation to the flood to judgment day. For you, too, the important truth is that God's word can be trusted. When God makes a promise and you do not see fulfillment in the time or way you expected, it is not because His words were empty fluff. It is not because something came up and got in the way. It is not because He lacks the means or ability to follow through. Nor is it because His commitment has faltered. In the matter of His coming again at the last judgment, the apparent delay is because He is patient. God is patient with a purpose. He wants you and all people to come to repentance and live now and forever with Him in heaven. Whichever of God's promises applies most directly to you today, know that it has been, or is being, or will be kept in such a way that you will be blessed. It is a promise extended to you by the Lord, who is moved by His compassion and love and desire to save. Dear Lord, thank You for reminding me that Your word can always be trusted. Let this truth shatter the doubts put forward by the devil, the world, and my own sinful flesh. Fill me with confidence in Your love and desire to bless me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.